We started the week with an anxious last-minute return to the country from across the ditch for Mick.
I snuck in with 2 hours to spare.
2 hours?
2 hours. The deadline was 12 before I would have had to have self-reported for 2 weeks. It was a business trip to New Zealand and all went well.
A business trip because there's vision of you. In the background of a breaking news story.
I do remember seeing the Channel 9 cameras.
I'll tell you what people did see. They saw golf clubs.
You can't be sure they're golf clubs. And in fact, Rob was there and I think he would back me up 100%.
So Rob Sitch joined us.
Got a lot done and just scraped back in, having completed our tasks.
There's some kind of rumour going around that there was golf involved.
A little bit of congratulations are in order.
I'm trying to keep a lid on it, and I don't want anyone to know, but I came third in a rather prestigious golf competition.
I thought that Mick would get the equivalent of a participation ribbon. We hopped on the plane, and then the chief purser gets on the command system and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, a couple of members of this plane have done Australia proud."
Thanks for blowing the whistle, Robert.
Avoid live cross cameras in future.
Lawyer and Australian advisor to WikiLeaks Julian Assange, Greg Barnes, updated us on his plight.
This is a beacon, if you like, for all journalists around the world, because what the Americans are saying is, if you publish something we don't like, doesn't matter where you are in the world, we'll come and nab you, and we will try and get you extradited to the United States.
How did you meet Mick Molloy? Do you know Mick?
I did. Thanks, Jane. I met Mick through a mutual acquaintance.
Stand by, you might have to advise him one day.
An exciting development came out of Queensland.
Give me some fireworks. Yeah, well done, Queensland. University of Queensland Clinical Research Director Professor David Patterson seen two drugs used to treat other conditions wipe out the novel coronavirus in a test.
Yes.
And hope to have patients enrolled in a nationwide trial by the end of the month. Pretty Queensland, now I come to think of it. What? They haven't been asked inventing a new drug. They've just gone and rifled through the bottom drawer and found some others.
With comedy festivals and gigs being cancelled across the country, Dave O'Neill called in.
I think we're going to have to bask in the street. Or big issue. I don't know. It's one of them.
Shaking hands. Are you doing the Wuhan shuffle? Are you doing elbows?
I find older men still want to shake hands. Anyone over 60. A guy shook my hand the other night. And he went, "I've just come back from a cruise," as he was shaking my hand.
Limo jumped in for Jane on Wednesday and told us about his mum's interesting approach to social distancing.
She was due to fly from Adelaide to come and visit. She's 82, mild asthmatic. Said, you know what, too risky. She said,
Good.
You know what she did Saturday night in Adelaide? She went out to the Adelaide Fringe to see Lawrence Mooney in a 600-seat theatre.
Full of Moon Man fans.
They've got at least one communicable disease each.
Coronavirus would be the least of her worries in that crowd.
It was a hectic week for our Apocalypse Watch.
Bunnings Warehouse suspends sausage sizzles. What's wrong with the world?
That's the end of it.
I'm going to move to the mountains, live in a tent.
Here's one you probably haven't heard for Apocalypse Watch. Mm. Cat litter. I was in to do my normal shopping, absolutely stripped bare. There wasn't a single bag of cat litter to be had.
Yeah. So is that because they're out of toilet paper, people are pooing in cat litter?
Absolutely, yeah.
One of the big supermarkets through there the other night, it's Armageddon sort of thing, and right at the back of the big meat cabinet, just one box. So I had to go and have a look at it. One packet of vegan hamburgers.
I'd rather starve.
We thought the PM...
Stop hoarding. Stop it. It's not sensible. It's not helpful.
Sounded a bit like Mick's mum.
Get that beard off.
Oh, stop it.
We checked in with Dave Reynolds on the revised supercar season.
They're suspending the next three rounds up until June again. That's going to start racing again.
You lazy bugger. Here's what happens. There's only one person in the car. Yourself, Austin. You get out, you put the pencil in, walk down your window, do like we have to do on a daily friggin' basis, princess.
I don't know how to. If it breaks down, I'm not fixing it.
Virus precautions also landed all four of Jane's kids schooling from home.
You're way in front here because did you or did you not homeschool your children for a year?
Really?
While you took them around the world at the same time.
Rob took the elder students and did the maths, which was a very sensible idea.
I'd love to have been in that class.
I had prep students and I had to try and teach kids the time. It's much harder than you would ever imagine. Or I've got pretty stupid kids.
Well, you're about to revisit the whole
thing. We are revisiting it.
I'd love to be in Rob's maths class. Look, Rob, I spelled boobs on my calculator.
With COVID-19 dominating headlines, who better to get on the line than the voice of the next generation?
Hello, Mika.
Greta Thunberg.
I'm going on police watch at the supermarket to make sure no people are taking too much toilet paper.
Are you a one-ply girl?
A very recycled one-ply girl. Please don't use three-ply.
All right, all right. Stop yelling.
Planet?
Give her a case of Bricklay. Yeah, coming your way.
Oh, thank you. I'm nearly 18.
And as animals started reclaiming the streets around the globe, we checked in with Dr. Chris Brown.
They've just decided that, look, you guys have mucked it up. Yeah. We're going to take charge now.
Are they turning on each other? Would a monkey eat another monkey? Discuss.
But in a week of many bombshells, the show's biggest one would come from Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt.
Mick was actually a fantastic schoolboy cricketer who made one of the best schoolboy hundreds I ever saw.
Oh, stop that, Greg.
Big Chapel sort of cover drive and
really?
Set drive.
Thank you very much.
I just nearly spurted Mick like zero across the whole keyboard here.
Does it make you
He's
proud?
He's joking, isn't
He's
he?
He's not joking. No, I was on
you
the
made
Riley
a schoolboy 100, did you?
It was against, let me see if I can remember. Oh, that's right. There were people moving their cars out of the car park because it was raining balls.
Jeez, you're full of
God, okay.